This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I have a surprise for you, someone awesome, cool, wonderful. He's a speaker and a singer and a truth seeker, I could say that, and someone we've known and loved for years if you've been around Christian music. And if you like it a little more energetic, Skillet does that for you. And John Cooper taking a few minutes to talk with me today, and can't wait to share with you what's going on in his life. John, thank you. Tell me what it's like after what you went through as an artist in a band, going through the pandemic. Now that you're back on the road with Winter Jam, how does that feel?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely awesome. I mean, you can see it in the crowd. They are having so much fun. I think they're just thrilled to be, you know, be back at it. Yes. And then I keep getting all these really great messages from people saying stuff like, you know, I didn't know how much I needed this tour. This has helped me so much.
Yes.
This is what I've been missing. You know, people just really need hope. And so Winter Jam has been awesome. The stories we've been hearing from people, they really blow you away.
Mm.
So, I mean, playing music is really fun. I love it. I'm glad we're touring again.
Yes.
But, man, when I hear these stories, how God uses a song, what the tour did for somebody, somebody gave their life to Jesus, I'm like, come on.
That's
so much better than rock and roll.
Yeah.
Not much is better than rock and roll, but that's a lot better, okay?
That's some good stuff there. Yeah, that's some meat to take home with you, knowing that it's not just a fluffy, nice, good-feel thing, that changes lives. And what you get to do and what we get to do together changes lives. So tell me, you've probably been asked some of these questions. When you went through this time and you guys were waiting to come back on the road, what do you feel like God spoke to you during this season?
Yeah, I mean, we have a new record out called Dominion.
Yes.
And I would say that the theme of the record is something that I feel pretty passionate about. And it's just this, and as Christians, thank God that we do not live our lives by fear.
Yes.
We're not ruled by it.
Yes.
We're ruled by Jesus Christ. And he set us free from the power of sin and death. And fear, living your life not trusting in God, well, that is actually sin. I mean, we all, I'm sure, are guilty of that. I know I've been guilty of that.
Sure.
I assume most people listening have probably had parts of your life when you just haven't trusted God. But that actually is sin. The great news is that Jesus set us free from that. The Bible says that he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
So over the last couple of years, what I see is, hey, let's encourage people. If you know Jesus, you don't have to live in fear.
Yes.
You don't have to be afraid. No one knows the future. But come what may, Jesus is Lord. It's a win-win, okay?
So yes.
let's fight the battle. Let's get up in the morning and know that whatever happens, God is going to use for the good of me and for his purposes, and that's wonderful news.
Mm.
And that's all through our record. You know, you're not a slave to fear.
Yes.
Face it, you know. Christ will fight that battle for you. You know, you can't fight it on your own.
Mm.
Christ fights the battle for you. Come
yes.
on, let's go.
That's right. And I like to say, get your warrior on. Come on, stop being a worrier and be a warrior and claim that
there
land.
It is.
Claim your land. Take it back and don't let the enemy defeat you. You can fight back. And so I love that whole story and that whole theme throughout your album and what you're talking about with no fear. You know, it says in the Bible 365 times not to fear. So there's a reason for that, and you are just supporting that, and we appreciate that so much. Love what you guys do. Love your heart. Love your passion. That's great. And now that you're doing Winter Jam, which is this Thursday night at the Coliseum with so many great artists, we are excited about. Tell us what's happening that night.
Yeah, well, Winter Jam is a great tour. For people that don't know, it's great for many reasons. It's eclectic. So obviously, Skillet is a rock band, but we've got rap. We've got gospel music, worship music, folk music, pop music. Every music God ever created
yes.
is going to be there, okay? So that's pretty cool. And I also love it because it's great for families. It's $10 at the door. So
yes.
it's cheaper than going to a movie with your kids, and I love that. And then mainly, I love it because there's such a great gospel message. It's a celebration of Christ, but it's also an evangelistic opportunity for people that don't want to go to church, don't want to hear about Jesus, but they'll come to see a killer concert for $10, and then who knows what God might do.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people that bring somebody, bring a family member, bring a friend, and it changes their life. So we're praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to be all over that night, that exciting things happen and that lives are transformed. If you just need hope in your life, you're hearing John talk about it. It's a night of hope and incredible music. So, John, we are looking forward to seeing you that night. We'll be shouting and dancing with you, my friend. Thank you for your time. We're praying for you.
Thank you. I'll see y'all soon.
All right. Great. This Thursday night at the Coliseum, it's Winter Jam 2020. 2022 coming back. So many great artists. Of course, Skillet, the big night that night. New songs there, Torrin Wells, I Am They, Colton Dixon, KB, so many others. And you can find out more about that on our website at star883.com. God bless you.